Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, January 30th, 2015.
Time and time again, Republicans pledge their allegiance to foreign special interests over the American middle class.
New York Senator Charles Schumer on the Republican-controlled Senate vote to approve the Keystone Pipeline.
They're trying to say this is a win for the middle class. How can they argue that a bill that constructs a pipeline to carry the dirtiest oil from Canada through the heartland of the United States, only to be exported abroad, will benefit America's middle class? Well, they can't with a straight face.
The vote 62-36. 9 Democrats joined with 53 Republicans to back the measure. It sets up the first of many battles with the White House over energy and the environment. Senator Barbara Boxer of California said the bill is a special hug, a special kiss to a foreign oil company. She says the bill waives every right to have our environmental laws apply to this project.
It doesn't matter what happens. They are guaranteed their permits. They are guaranteed that even if they don't follow the permits and there's a horrible spill and they didn't clean it up the way they promised to, they cannot get their permit revoked. Nothing that they do could allow us to do a supplemental environmental impact statement. So all the laws that were passed in a bipartisan way, most of which were signed by Republican presidents, are waived for this private company.
Democrats tried and failed to get amendments on the bill to construct the pipeline with U.S. steel, to ban exports of the oil and products refined from it, and protect water resources. The Senate did agree, though, to put into the record that climate change is not a hoax. The legislation still must be reconciled with the version which was passed by the House. In other news, the field is narrowing to replace Sheldon Silver as Speaker of the New York State Assembly. Silver faces federal charges he took kickbacks for over a decade. On Wednesday, Assemblymember Keith Wright of Harlem withdrew. Now Brooklyn's Joseph Lentil has also withdrawn. He said he doesn't have enough support and threw his support behind Assemblymember Carl Heastie of the Bronx. Heastie is now the clear frontrunner. The other two remaining candidates are Majority Leader Joseph Morrell of Rochester and Assemblymember Catherine Nolan of Queens. The Democratic Conference agreed earlier this week to replace Silver as Speaker with Morrell as Acting Speaker, this until they elect a replacement on February 10th. New York City's Department of Investigation says lawyers at an agency that receives $20 million in city funding participated in a video that advocates the killing of police officers. In fact, the video portrays anger and fear experienced by men of color in confrontations with police officers. Lyrics explain how they are misunderstood and not heard.
Black boys running from white cops. Yeah. Who are they to determine just if our life stops? Please, Your Honor, tell me if I'm a gunner. I can't breathe, they choking me, words from Eric Garner.
The video on YouTube is called Hands Up, the Eric Garner Tribute. Scenes in the video are filmed inside the offices of the Bronx Defenders, which represents people who can't afford to hire attorneys. The agency said it didn't see the video, nor did they approve of it before it went online. A notice on the website of the Bronx Defenders says it abhors the use of violence against the police under any circumstances. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. The family of Akai Gurley notified the city that it intends to file lawsuits seeking $50 million. Gurley was unarmed when he was shot and killed in a housing project stairwell by police officer Peter Liang on November 20th. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said Gurley was totally innocent. The city's law department called it a tragic incident and said the matter would be reviewed. A notice of claim is the first step in suing the city. Sometimes claims are settled before the actual lawsuits are filed. Meanwhile, the family of Romarley Graham is still seeking justice. They are about to experience another heart-wrenching anniversary, 3 years since NYPD officer Richard Haste murdered Romarley in his own bathroom in the Bronx in front of his little sister and grandmother. A memorial for Romarley will be held at the Crawford Memorial United Methodist Church in the Bronx on February 2nd from 3 to 7 p.m. A new report released by the United Federation of Teachers found that special needs students, English language learners, and students in temporary housing are all underrepresented at the city's charter schools. And a report by the Independent Budget Office also found that the charter schools it studied had fewer students with special needs than district schools. Supporters and critics of charter schools are trying to sway state legislators who will decide whether to lift the cap on charters in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to increase the cap on charter schools by 100. It's a mostly cloudy day with some light snow, temperatures in the mid-20s in the city. Tonight, a low around 11 degrees. Sunny and cold this weekend with a chance of some more snow by Sunday afternoon. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.